Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with team news ahead of the big Champions League quarterfinal home clash with Borussia Dortmund. The first leg on Tuesday night, an 8 o'clock kickoff. Good news for boss Pep Guardiola. No fresh injuries to report ahead of the game, but there are expected to be some changes following the victory over Leicester City. Boss Guardiola must decide whether or not Sergio Aguero starts once again. For Dortmund, former City youth player Jadon Sancho, the England international, is out with a muscle injury. Dortmund are also without defender Dan Axel Zagadou, who has a knee injury, while forward Youssoufa Moukoko is out for the rest of the season. But one player who will certainly line up against City is Erling Haaland, the prolific Dortmund forward who has been linked with a move to Manchester City. Guardiola has been once again asked about that in the build-up to the match, but due to Dortmund valuing Haaland in excess of 100 million, Guardiola has said that it's unlikely City would spend that amount on one player. He said, so far the club has decided not to spend close to 100 million for a player. Football is a team game. Everyone contributes. It's not just one player. Haaland has scored 39 goals for club and country this season, including 10 in six Champions League appearances. Guardiola, though, is a big fan of the Norwegian. He said, the only thing I can say is that with his age, Haaland is an exceptional striker. Meanwhile, Fernandinho has been building up to the tie against Dortmund as well, and he admits that the quarterfinal will be special. City on a great run of form, storming clear at the top of the Premier League and on the verge of winning the title. But the quadruple is still the aim, with an EFL Cup final to come against Tottenham, and they are, of course, in the FA Cup semi-finals as well. Fernandinho said, we are currently on a good run of form, there's no denying it. The last few months have been great for us. The quarterfinal will be special for everybody. We have to prepare ourselves in the best possible way and try to get through the semis. That is our main objective, he said. That's all for now. We'll have more later.